Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
Hi, Rebecca Shear here. The Circle Round team is taking a little break this summer, but in the meantime, we have a very special episode for you this week. It's from our friends at Wow in the World. Distributed by NPR, Wow in the World leads curious kids like you on a journey inside your brain, out into space, and deep inside the coolest new stories in science, technology, and innovation. The episode you're about to hear is all about talking to dogs. You'll join hosts Mindy Thomas and Guy Raz to learn the who, what, when, where, why, how, and wow in the world of canine communication. Enjoy!
Well, I have to say, I was feeling a little apprehensive about having you stay here for a whole week, but, you know, any friend of Eleanor's is a friend of mine. Now, I know you must be homesick, and I want you to know that those feelings are valid, but I'm going to do everything I can to make you feel comfortable and content while you are here. If you'll follow me, you'll see that I've got your room all set up. I've got a brand new hypoallergenic mattress on the bed, some tools for cognitive stimulation. Oh, and I left you some sparkling water in that bowl over there on the floor. Coming! Whoa! Whoa! I'm coming! Ah, slow down! You're gonna crash! Ah, through the door!
Whoa! Hey, boy! Hey, where did you come from?
Oh, my beautiful door!
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Well, I see you've met Beardsley, Mindy.
Sorry, Guy Raz. I thought I heard a dog over here, but by the way you were talking to it, I figured you were probably just recording a new podcast or something. Isn't that right, Beardsley?
Isn't that right? Was Guy Raz talking to you like you were a guest on a podcast? Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Well, Beardsley is actually my friend Eleanor's dog. She asked me to dog sit while she went to Paris.
She asked you to dog sit?
Yeah, well, why do you sound so surprised?
Well, for one, you send me back home every time I come to your house wearing a Chewbacca costume and covered in a flea circus.
Okay, first of all, no human should ever be covered in fleas. And second of all, there is not a single flea to be found on Beardsley because we just got back from the groomers and...
Hold the phone, Guy Raz.
What?
Let me see your glasses.
Ah, Mindy, take my glasses off.
Are your eyes on my eyes deceiving me, or did you and Beardsley get matching haircuts?
So, what if we did?
Man, are you getting Beardsley matching glasses and a matching tweed jacket, too?
Well, actually, the glasses should be here in about 5 business days, and we're getting him fitted for a jacket this afternoon. I found a place that does reinforced elbow patches for dogs.
Guy Raz, why are you trying to turn a dog into a furry version of yourself?
Do you really want to know the reason, Mindy?
Do I really want to know the reason, Guy Raz?
Well, it's because I've been trying to bond with Beardsley all morning long, and nothing seems to work.
Well, what have you done?
You know, the usual bonding techniques. I asked him about his family, shared some of my hopes and dreams, I played 2 truths and a lie, we did a few trust falls.
And so what happened?
Well, he just walked away and fell asleep.
Well, I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, Guy Raz, but you're kind of doing this whole bonding with the dog thing all wrong.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We probably should have just skipped all the small talk and gone right to pedicures. By the way, do dogs have toenails?
But Roz, I'm not talking about pedicures. I'm talking about, here, let me just show you.
Mindy, you have a pet pigeon. What do you know about...
Who's a spicy little furry meatball? You are. Yes, you are. Let me rub that chubby bunny little belly of yours. You're so cute and delicious, I can just eat you up. Yes, I could. Yes, I could. I could just put you in a hot dog bun and eat you up.
Mindy, stop. You cannot eat Beardsley.
What?
I'm dog sitting for him, Mindy. He's on loan. I can't tell my friend Eleanor that my friend went off the rails and ate her dog on a bun.
I wasn't going to eat her dog, Guy Raz.
But you just said...
I say a lot of crazy things. It doesn't mean that I mean them.
But...
It's psychology, Guy Raz.
Psychology? You mean the science of mind and behavior?
Yeah, and in this case, the mind and behavior of humans and dogs and what behaviors make them feel close or bonded.
So let me get this straight. Telling a dog you're gonna eat it will make it feel closer to you?
Okay, let's just move on from the whole eating the dog thing, okay?
Gladly.
And let's focus more on how I was talking to Beardsley.
Like a clown mixed with a dolphin mixed with an ice cream truck?
Wow, that is oddly specific, but... Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm following.
Okay, so as you noticed, I was talking in a high-pitched, rhythmic baby voice, right?
Yeah, I think even the neighbors noticed that, Mindy.
And I was saying things like, who's a good boy?
And I could just put you in a hot dog bun and eat you all up.
Okay, Roz, again, let's move on from the hot dog eating stuff, okay?
Wait, you said...
I know what I said, but what I want to focus on is why I was talking to Beardsley that way.
And that has to do with psychology or the science of mind and behavior?
You're picking up what I'm putting down, Guy Raz.
Phew.
Okay, so I just read about this new study from researchers at the University of York Psychology Department, and what they wanted to find out was whether or not the way humans talk to their pets had anything to do with how they were able to bond with them.
So kind of like how people tend to baby talk when they're trying to communicate with babies?
Exactly like that. And there's even a name for that baby talk that grown-ups use. It's called infant-directed speech.
Oh, right. I think we've known for a while that talking to babies in that high-pitched baby talk voice actually helps babies to learn how to speak and how to bond with their grown-ups.
You got it. So knowing this, these researchers set out to discover whether the same was true for dogs and other pets.
So they wanted to know if baby talking to a dog helps to form a stronger bond between the dog and its owners.
Yeah, basically, their mission was to find out whether or not how humans talk to their pets and if what they say matters when it comes to bonding with them.
So this must have been an interesting experiment. A bunch of scientists in a laboratory baby talking to dogs?
Anything for science, Guy Raz.
So how did they do it? I mean, how did they conduct the experiment?
Well, I could tell you.
Yeah?
But I'd rather show you. Come on, let's go find a bunch of dogs.
Mindy, I...
Just trust me. Beardsley, you can come too. Come here, boo. Get here, boo.
Yeah, okay. You know, I was just about to... Whoa!
Looks like Beardsley is walking you, Guy Raz. Hey, wait up, you two. Run, 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 run. Beardsley, sit.
Mindy, untie me from this leash.
How did you get yourself all tangled up in this leash?
Oh, wow. Those are cute dogs. Are they twins?
Oh, thank you. Well, this one is actually...
I'm a human.
He's a human dog.
Oh, gross. Never mind. Ugh. Probably has abstract thoughts.
Mindy!
Get back up on your hind legs, Guy Raz! Beardsley, you get back down on your four legs. You're confusing people. Let me just untangle this leash here. I can't take you two anywhere. Guy Raz, you're the human. Beardsley, you're the dog. The human walks the dog, not the other way around. You got it? Okay, so now that we've got that under control, we're just going to need, like, 20 more dogs.
Mindy, that's a bad...
Free dog walking for sale! Come and get your dog walk! Free dog walking for one and for all! You got a dog? You a dog? Come and get one!
What in the...
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. I'll have him back in 10 minutes. Thank you. Ooh, she's a real live wire this one. Thanks. Thanks. Have a great time. Meet you back here in a few. Oh, and we're also going to stop by our laboratory to conduct a quick and totally safe experiment. Okay, bye.
Mindy.
Well, ready to head back to the lab, Guy Raz?
No.
Okay, let's just see how many dogs we have here. One, two. Did I already count that one? 3, 4, 24. Okay, all right. Now you take a dozen, and I'll take a dozen plus Beardsley.
Are you sure this is a good idea, Mindy?
Yes, of course I'm not sure this is a good idea, Guy Raz. Come on, we've only got 10 minutes until I have to return all these dogs.
Okay.
Here we...
Wait, wait up, Mindy, wait for me!
Okay. Here we are. Now, you hold on to these leashes, Guy Raz, and I'll hold the lab door open. Single file line, you little four-legged furballs. After you, after you, after you. Hi. After you, after you, after you. After you, after you, after you, after you. There. I think we got them all inside. Wait, where's Beardsley? Wow, I hardly even recognized you in those glasses. You really are starting to look like Guy Raz's furry four-legged twin.
Beardsley, give me back my glasses. I can't see anything.
Beardsley, give him back his glasses. Thank you. Good dog.
Good dog. Good little furry little spicy little meatball.
So now what, Mindy? I can hardly hear myself think. Are you sure that this is what the researchers did when they conducted this experiment?
Yes, I am not sure that this is what the researchers did when they conducted this experiment.
So what's the first step?
Well, we've already accomplished the first step, and that is to get into a room with a bunch of dogs.
Are you sure they used this many dogs?
No. I think you might have overdone it.
Me?
Okay. Everyone, I'm going to need everyone to stop their yapping.
And stop breaking all my lab equipment. This stuff is expensive.
Sit! Now stay.
Wow, I can't believe that really worked, Mindy.
I know, me neither.
Okay, so now what?
So the first thing I'm going to do is observe or watch and learn from the way the dogs react to the way you talk to them, okay?
Why do I have to do the talking?
Okay, so first thing I'm going to need you to do is say a bunch of dog-related things, like who's a good boy and were you digging in the trash again?
Okay, I think I got this. Excuse me, dogs, I have a few questions I'd like to pose to you.
Guy Raz, just get to the questions. I'm ready to observe.
Right. Who's a good boy? Were you digging in the trash again?
No, not like that.
What?
You need to say it in that high-pitched baby voice. You know, your dog-directed voice. Try again.
You know, on second thought, let's just get these dogs back to their owners.
Come on, Guy Raz, you can do it. Come on now, little buddy.
Who's a good boy? Who's been digging in the trash?
Whoa. Guy Raz, they all seem to really love you.
Yeah, they really do, don't they? You know what they say about a dog being a guy's best friend.
Okay, now everyone, heel. Sit. Stay.
Phew, thanks for that.
Sing. Make me a sandwich.
Okay, so what's next?
So now it's your turn to observe me while I speak to these dogs in an adult-directed voice and using adult-directed words, okay?
Okay.
Hello, dogs. I enjoy competitive cornhole. I'm thinking about refinancing my home mortgage. I was once mistaken for a land otter. Okay, what are you observing, Guy Raz?
Well, the same thing you are, Mindy. The dogs look pretty, confused.
Okay, so what did we learn from this experiment?
That there's such a thing as competitive cornhole?
No, with the dogs. What did we learn from observing the dogs' reactions to our different ways of talking to them?
Oh, right. Well, it was pretty obvious to me that most of those dogs seemed to bond a lot more with me after I talked to them in that high-pitched baby voice.
Right, and that was exactly what these researchers observed when they conducted their own experiment like this. Okay, you ready for the next one?
There's more?
Yeah, I told the owners that we'd have their dogs back in like 10 minutes.
Okay, what's next?
Now, we're gonna shake things up.
Oh, no. Mindy, Beardsley's hardly even able to sit and stay. I don't know if he's ready to learn to shake yet.
So the next question the researchers had was, do dogs react to what we say or how we say it?
So in that case, we should probably do some swapping. I'll use my high-pitched dog-directed voice, only this time I'll say non-dog-related things.
You got it, little buddy. Grown-up things, but in a baby voice. Go for it.
Okay, here goes. Who wants some kale salad with freshly grated Parmesan? Who's a good congressional candidate?
Good job, Guy Raz. Now, I'm going to use my adult-directed voice and say dog-related things, okay?
Okay, I'm ready to observe.
Let me smell your puppy breath. Do you have to poop? Do you have to poop? Get off that mail carrier.
Huh. That was odd, Mindy. These dogs still look confused.
Okay, so now let's observe who the dogs want to sniff more now.
Huh, they're not moving, Mindy. It seems like they're not interested in either one of us now. I guess it's safe to say that dogs respond most to high-pitched baby talk, especially when the person is also saying words that makes sense to dogs.
Yeah, and that's what these researchers discovered in their own experiments as well.
That when it comes to dogs, it not only matters what you say, but also how you say it. And Mindy, I'm assuming that this research could really come in handy for people like veterinarians and animal rescue workers.
Exact-oritos, Guy Raz. But they found that speaking to dogs in dog-directed speech or baby talk, while saying dog-directed things or things that dogs can kind of understand, was especially important when it came to adult dogs.
And what about puppies?
Well, they found that puppies also responded to baby talk the most, but it didn't seem to matter what these researchers were actually saying to them.
So they could say something like, always remember to floss your teeth and brush for 2 minutes. Ah! Get these puppies off of me!
Wait, stay still. I'm trying to snap a pic to post on my face. Guy Raz, stop wiggling! Ah, there, got it. A little fuzzy, but I guess that'll do. Who wants a puppy treat?
I do. I want a puppy treat.
No, not you, Guy Raz. I'm trying to save you from the puppies.
Wait. Is that my organic, free-range, grass-fed
Where's the bee? Where's the bee? Oh, yeah. Where's the bee?
My beautiful steak.
Okay, Guy Raz. We got to get these dogs back to their owners. Hop on this sled.
Sled? Oh, no, Mindy.
It's an urban dog sled. I invented it. Now, hold on tight, because here we go.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World! Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Mindy and Guy Raz, my name is Eden and I'm 6 years old and I live in Vegas, Australia. And my wow is that platypuses are venomous and I want to be a biologist when I grow up. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz, love your show.
Hi, my name is Rowan. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and my wow in my world is that everything is made out of atoms.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Leah. I'm 9 years old, and I live in San Francisco, California. My wow in the world is that dolphins sleep with one eye open. Bye. I love your show.
Hi, my name is Gabby. I'm 7 years old. I live in Boulder, Colorado. And my wow is that my grandpa, Neil Armstrong, was the first one who stepped on the moon. I love your show. Bye.
Hello, my name's Elise, and I live in Virginia. I am 8 years old, and my wow in the world is that a lion's wing jellyfish is as long as a blue whale. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Lucas. I'm 5 years old, and my wow in the world is that I zip line a 2.4 miles, and then it dunks me underwater, but not my head. Bye! I love your show, dude.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Lara, and I'm 5 years old, and I come from New York City. And my wow in the world is there are more bacteria in a human mouth than there are people in the world. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz.
My name is Rosie.
And my name is Lucia.
My age is 8.
And mine is 10.
We live at East Coventry, PA.
And our wow in the world is that whales have the biggest brain we know. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. We love your show.
And P.S. Reggie's awesome. Hey, Google. Hang up.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Wow in the World.
And if you want to keep the conversation going, check out some of the questions we've posted on this episode at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more details on how your kids can become part of the World Organization of Wowzers. Lots of cool perks, exclusive T-shirts, autographed pictures of us, and a bunch of other cool stuff. WowInTheWorld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson.
Say hello, Jed.
Yo.
With help from Thomas Van Kalken, Chelsea Urson, and Jessica Bodie. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer is the big boss.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. You can find more of their awesome all-ages music at thepopups.com.
And parents and teachers, if you want to send us an email, our address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Grown-ups, you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World.
And if you want to be featured at the end of the show, call us up and tell us your Wow in the World.
Our phone number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. That's 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
And parents, if you want to upload any photos or videos or messages to us, please visit wowintheworld.com and find a link where you can do just that.
And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or however you get your podcasts. Leave us a few stars and a review, and be sure to tell a friend about the show. Until next time, keep on wowing.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
I hope you had fun listening to our friends at Wow in the World. To hear more, you can subscribe at Apple Podcasts or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts. I'm Rebecca Shear. We look forward to circling around with you again soon.